Let us now take a look at the behavior of others, shall we? No, we're going to leave Tom alone this morning.
Thank you.
Last week, a waitress at a pizzeria in Arkansas saw a customer breastfeeding her baby. Okay, as long as it's done, you know, respectfully, with, you know, kind of keep things all covered up, no problem. Oh, what? The woman, however, was also drinking heavily. So she... What do you got on tap? The waitress called the cops.
Regular on this side, light on the other.
I know.
Well, does it work that way? If a woman is...
Oh, yeah.
Really, it does?
That's endangering the child because what goes in comes out.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The woman was arrested for the for endangering the welfare of a minor. However, a few days later, the waitress was fired for interfering. That's not your job, lady. Not your job. I disagree. I think she did the right thing. I would not have fired her had I been the manager of the restaurant.
And look, I mean, I'm okay with breastfeeding in public. It should be done discreetly.
Discreetly? Discretion? Yeah.
I don't think it's the right thing to be doing at a restaurant. I think that bodily parts or whatever are supposed to be covered when there is food around and other people are eating.
You know, I've seen them when they've got like cloths
or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
You drape it over there, sure. And you don't see what's going on. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
You know, but when... You know, when the tanker is hanging out, it's like, hey,
when the tanker is hanging
we don't need this. Okay.
Right.
I don't. Yeah. And the main reason is, A, I don't want my kid going, hey, daddy. Yeah. What's going on over there? Well, okay. All right. Let's start that conversation. I don't need that. You know, I'm going to keep my child in the dark as long as possible.
Good luck with that.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
I know, buddy. I know. 46-year-old hairstylist in Colorado. Tom, you'll like this one. Was arrested last Wednesday after allegedly offering, that's right, topless haircuts for $45.
Wow,
oh, okay. Also,
really?
She would also sleep with you after the
for $45 bucks.
For $45. Well, you see her mugshot. So far, police have not been able to prove it, but they did arrest her because she did not have a cosmetology license.
I was driving down to Toma the other night and went through some small town down in southwest Wisconsin, and there was a bar on the side of the road, and the sign out front said topless bartenders.
And false advertising.
I didn't stop. It didn't look like the kind of place that you would walk in there as a stranger. You would have some problems.
I think I saw that clip. I think it said topless bartenders, great food, and false advertising.
Ah.
Why aren't there more topless haircuts? Like, if you can imagine, I mean, every summer you'll find places that will do bikini car washes, right?
Sure. Okay, because the skill level...
You get closer to your hairdresser than you do to the person washing your car, even with you inside, right?
There was a place in Tampa many, many years ago, I think called Harems, where if you went there, the girls were all dressed in costume, like the genie costume and cheerleaders and all that kind of stuff. They'd cut your hair. They'd serve you beer. They would massage your shoulders and give you a scalp massage when they shampooed your hair.
Florida sounds like the Wild West.
It was like $50, you know. It was $50. Here's the problem. Those individuals that have gone to school to learn how to cut hair, they don't want to work in a place like that. They want to work in a place where it's reputable.
So you have to tolerate a really bad haircut.
That's exactly
to go
right.
through all of that.
If you know, it would be better just go to Hooters. And look at the atmosphere there, and then go get a Flobee and cut your own hair. You'll be ahead of the game in all ways concerned.
Hooters doesn't take a month for your hair to grow back to normal, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Last week, a 23-year-old science teacher in Kentucky was teaching and had her back to the class. A 15-year-old student snuck up and lit her on fire. Fortunately, the other students put her out before she suffered any serious burns. The kid who set her on fire has been arrested.
Do you have the story of the picture? Have you seen it online of the drunk guy in India?
No.
Eaten by the python.
Yes.
I've missed this one. How did I miss this?
A drunk guy passed out in a doorway in some town in India was swallowed whole by a python while he was passed out.
Oh.
And there's a picture of the snake with the big lump in the middle where he ate the guy. Can you imagine like waking up halfway through that or waking up inside the snake's gut?
Oh, this is not good. This is a bad situation.
Remind me if I'm ever in India and get drunk not to pass out in a doorway.
Hey, Tom, if you're ever in India and you get, you know what I'm saying?
Goodness gracious, that is enough to make me feel very bad indeed.
Oh, goody.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Tom Stewart.
A quick look at the news.
Well, here we go.
O.J. Simpson's manager thinks that Khloe Kardashian actually could be O.J.'s daughter. He always suspected as much.
That's been a rumor for a long time.
Yeah, he always suspected as much, but he came completely convinced last night when she stabbed a waiter to death.
Oh, she did not.
A local newscast in North Dakota was co-anchored by Will Ferrell and in character is Ron Burgundy. Unfortunately, there wasn't much to talk about because Ron Burgundy anchoring the news was the only interesting thing to happen in North Dakota. A new poll is saying that Americans don't trust each other, but it was conducted by the Associated Press, and everybody knows they're full of crap. A growing number of college students are refusing to be identified by either gender. They're calling this the Rachel Maddow effect.
Oh, stop it!
Scientists have discovered that sex-starved fruit flies live shorter and much more stressful lives. They also discovered that humans that are sex-starved become scientists that study fruit flies. A 46-year-old Colorado woman was allegedly offering topless haircuts and has been arrested for not having a cosmetology license. Maybe the poor woman just had a hearing problem when customers said, just take a little off the top. You know what her shop's name was? Fantastic Mams.
Oh, man.
What? All right, the White House says fewer people are having
problems. This segment is better than I remember before the holidays.
The White House says fewer people are having problems with the Obamacare website now, but only because they died waiting for it to load. The White House also says that the Obamacare website is on track to work for the vast majority of Americans. However, they admitted that the website will still give problems to those Americans who own computers.
Now stop it. The Fox News guy even went on the site on Saturday and it worked.
President Obama stunned holiday shoppers when he arrived at a Washington, D.C. bookstore on Saturday. Less surprising was his book purchase, Idiot's Guide to Making a Website. And that has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained therein, I beseech you, for good and not for evil.
Deck the shopper on Black Friday. Should have not gotten in my way. Sad a little old lady got hurt. But I got the last Duck Dynasty t-shirt.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.